keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
Since I have been declared officially in a time management crisis zone by my doctor, or as he preferred to put it, being unable to confront being 45, I've become rather weak and feeble in the face of any competition, i.e. being around anyone younger, and more importantly, anyone with more pert breasts than me. So being invited to a light lunch with my sister Frances, by the way, it was light because it was her turn to pay, I could safely predict unpleasantness ahead. A, she's younger than me, and B, lighter. Her level of breast pertness or not remains disguised, since she recently invested in a Jasper Conran bodice for her husband's annual dinner dance. Unfortunately, on the night, Derek was a touch cautious when tying her up, and one of Frances's breasts managed to escape the wiring while they were seated at top table. This occurred rather appositely during the melon ball starter, in full view of at least 200 people in the Grosvenor suite. There was no ex-Blue Peter presenter to gallantly cover the offending article with a coat, and apparently her breast flopped about quite happily for the duration of the melon balls right up to the lamb cutlets before she realised. Anyway, Frances and I are only 18 months apart, albeit in her favour, but we're both past the plimsoll line of 40. How long have we got left before we start wearing Kay shoes, Liberty shawls and talk about the weather?
Why don't you just have the Nicoise, Helen? There's no oil in that.
There is in the anchovies.
Well, ask her to leave them off, then.
Are you having bread?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
I asked first.
I have a breadstick.
I wouldn't. Lots of carbs.
Then I'll have nothing.
Sorry, I've got to get this. Yeah. Oh, hello. Yes, can I take your number? Yes, yes, we'll definitely be able to help, yeah. Can I call you back in, hang on. Helen, how long do you think we'll still be here? Another 17 minutes?
Oh, make it five, Frances. Just time to get my coat and leave.
What about coffee?
Not on an empty stomach.
Right. I'll call you back shortly then. Okay, bye. Can't afford to lose these people, their customers.
What?
I'm running a company.
Since when?
Since Marjorie and Fiona asked me.
Why should they do that?
Well, no, I was flattered.
Frances, it might not have been a compliment.
Why ever not?
Well, it might have been something to do with having a rich husband called Derek with loads of capital to fund his wife's hobbies. Oh, sorry, company.
No, I think it was more to do with my...
Your personality.
No, my garage.
What, so Fiona and Marjorie don't have garages?
Not with space to house three new dishwashers, they don't.
Oh, right.
We bought them for our company, Party Cleany. Oh, it is genius. You have a party, we wash the knives and forks and plates, but not salmon platters because they break the blades. You should do it. Oh, I feel really needed.
So, people have a function, right? And then they wait for you to drive round and wash up all their plates.
Yes, we're like the Cavalry PLC. Oh, it is so empowering. I've even bought a special briefcase. I mean, it's empty, obviously, but it feels fantastic. You should start a company.
Oh, it's just I don't know anyone near me who, one, has parties and, two, let me come round afterwards and go off with their silver.
No, but we've got to do something empowering at our age.
What, like doing other people's washing up? Or do you wear marigolds and a pinny while being this empowered?
No, I load, Helen. I don't wash per se.
Huge difference.
Look, we are both nudging the grey pound, Helen. Let's face it. We're not a million miles away from wearing Shoal sandals and installing a Stana stairlift.
Oh, I've always wanted one of those, but more for sex games.
Oh, please. Look, we've got to redefine ourselves before we find ourselves entrapped in a bridge circle or sewing football shirts for deprived hooligans. I mean, you don't want Phil coming home to a couch tomato, do you?
Potato.
Yes, I know you are, but it's only mild. I mean, once you shed that cardi and start wearing heels again, I mean, you don't want him getting bored, do you?
Just going to get the bill, thank you.
Well, if you're sure. Thanks. I'll get the next one. Oh. Party Cleany, how may I help? 200 people? Yes, I think we could do that.
On the other hand, there is something comforting about the predictability of dysfunctional family relationships. With Frances and I, it started in our teens. As soon as I said I liked someone, anyone, even a spotty adolescent in a parka, there they'd be on her arm. The only person she didn't pinch for me was George Harrison, and that's because he was busy. I know, because I invited him to our garden fete, and he couldn't come. It's always the same. I meet Frances, get needled, leave, and then take it out on Phil. And if Phil's out, I try George. And if they're both out, I hit the bottle. On this occasion, they were both out. Anyway, suffice it to say that a cluster of glasses later, I had my great idea.
So, Mr. Mattison, I was wondering if you could just give me a loan, then, to put it bluntly.
For what, exactly? A gazebo extension? Timeshare? Heated marquee for your son's wedding? We get a lot of requests for home improvements from people at our stage of life.
No, it's not for any of the above, interestingly. And I'm not quite over the hill yet. A hillock, maybe, but not the full-on hill.
Oh, quite. In fact, may I say you're more a grassy knoll from where I'm sitting? In fact, may I also say you're looking quite in the pink? Or rather, you're sporting a healthy glow, to be more precise.
It's the fake tan, actually. Can you smell biscuits?
Well, now you come to mention it, yes.
The price you pay for looking tanned must be the biscuit chemical they put in, which turns you the same colour as a digestive. I'm just thankful I don't smell like rabbit droppings.
Oh, you're such fun, Mrs. Cropton. May I call you Hell?
You may.
It's just Deborah left me last month and I haven't, well, laughed since.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, it's a shame. A huge shame, in fact.
So, about the loan.
Yes, what's it for?
To set up my company.
Oh, you do cheer me up.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, sorry. What kind of company?
The Black Company. Well,
better than red.
Pardon?
You don't want an in-the-red company. Banker's joke.
Quite.
So, have you researched it, Hell? I often find that helps.
Oh, yes.
And?
Well, I looked at the White Company's catalogue and then I copied it. Only everything's going to be black.
Forgive me, but hasn't that been done?
In white, yes. This is black.
And what kind of things would you be marketing?
Oh, anything that can be posted, really. Towels, sheets, bin liners.
Don't they come in black anyway?
Oh, yeah. Not those, then.
Right. I wonder, Hell, this might sound odd, but do you like the guitar?
No, I wouldn't be branching out. It's mostly household.
No, I mean guitar music. I've got a spare ticket for tonight. It's Rodrigo. It's just with Deborah gone, and I thought, you know, we could...
discuss business?
In the interval, perhaps. Not during.
Yes, right. Good. A date, then. Right. I did feel dreadful about saying the word date after all these years of being unmarried and staying in. Understandably, the date would lead to a divorce from Phil, which made me wonder if there wasn't a slightly easier, less terminal way of finding fulfilment. And then one had to consider if Mr. Mattison himself was worth it. Harrison Ford, maybe. Jeremy Paxman, assert, but Mr. Mattison? A man with a preference for nylon socks, patentised and elasticated waisted trousers. On the other hand, if a little fawning over his interest in Spanish guitar music elicited a loan, I'd be mad to resist. If I could just squeeze myself into a jacket that did up properly and maybe put up with 2 hours of Rodrigo, I might be set to become one of the most successful have-it-all women since Nicola Horlick, but without all the children, Georgian house, nanny and top managerial position, of course. There's just time to go home and give that lady shave an outing, I feel.
Oh. Dad's just phoned to say he's still doing the figures tonight and can I borrow your blouse?
Why?
I'm having a sex change.
What?
Joke. I'm going to salsa class. Lara says I have to wear a loose-fitting top and, well, nothing could be looser than... No offence.
Some taken, then.
You look different.
Oh, how?
Oh, it's Dad's briefcase. Makes you look like a travel agent. Oh,
thanks.
I'd lose it if I were you.
I can't. Dad might want it.
I'd take a dinky thing. More feminine.
I haven't got anything dinky.
Oh. You could take my Sony Walkman.
Why would I want to take that?
It's dinky.
Yeah, but it doesn't hold a makeup bag.
Of course it doesn't, Mum. No CD players do that. Are you all right?
No. Why do you ask?
Just small talk, really.
What's big talk, then? Get me a beer.
There's one left. I'll finish it if you only want half.
Oh, have it yourself. George?
Yeah?
Do I look, you know, nice?
In what way?
Well, you know, pleasant company. Trustworthy personality. Somebody with big ideas worth investing in.
Yeah, the third one.
Which one was that?
I've forgotten.
Goodbye. And thanks for focusing. The date thing was looming large now. I ditched the briefcase and chose a satin sponge bag that looked more bag than sponge to carry my basic survival kit, scented candle and paper pants. And of course it would be the day a spot appeared.
I felt like a man who'd cut himself shaving with a telltale bit of tissue paper stuck on the pus. Would it affect my chances of a loan? Probably. But I had to go along with it. Phil needed to have a partner who was equal in status, if not salary. It was the least I could do to save a potentially faltering marriage, after all. So, about the loan then, Mr. Matteson. Oh, cheers, thanks. Yeah. Because I'm really looking forward to going to sales conferences in Wiesbaden and Bournemouth just to hand my business cards round and that kind of thing.
Deborah and I went to the annual dinner at Bournemouth last year. I miss her, hell.
Yeah, I expect you do. So, and once the company's got going, there'd be the interest, wouldn't there, to take into account?
Not enough. She said she was bald.
I can see you're still obsessed then. Even Rodrigo hasn't lifted your spirits. Oh, look! I've just seen Frances. I can't believe it. She's with someone and it's not Derek.
Pardon?
Sorry, my sister. She's here and she's seen us together. Look, her mouth has gone into that funny O shape of shock.
Well, I was only flicking a bit of dandruff off your collar, hell. Nothing more.
Excuse me. Got to phone the husband.
Yeah, but I thought Phil was usually out.
Hello?
Phil, it's me.
Hi, me. Where are you?
With a bank manager.
Well, so am I.
It's out of hours.
We're having dinner. I told George to tell you.
Are you jealous?
I wouldn't want his job. Too much pressure.
No, of me. Are you jealous of me?
No.
Because you've no need to be, really.
Good.
Just because I, like you, am doing a bit of business and maybe networking in a leisure capacity with a man does not mean our marriage is at risk.
No.
You've just got to get that into your head, Phil. Otherwise, you'll just upset yourself needlessly.
I won't, then.
Just remember to trust me, if you can. Even if I'm late home, it's only to do with pressure of work, OK?
Yes. Helen?
Yes?
What work is this?
Just some figures. It's early days.
I'll come back early, I think, just to make sure you're all right.
Your choice, Phil. Your choice. As it turned out, once Mr. Matteson squeezed my arm rather tightly and whispered that 10,000 was mine, I panicked. What if people didn't want to be sent my black household items by mail order? I'd be a failure, with a stockpile of black goods taking up the garage, which was much worse than having a midlife crisis or minding about Frances being an empowered executive washer-upper. And just what was Mr. Matteson's fiscal 10-year plan of hefty repayments and compulsory string concerts followed by arm squeezing going to do to me as a woman? Then it came to me. The fact that Frances was at the concert with a tall, dark stranger told me that washing up excessively wasn't possibly as exciting as she wanted to make me believe. She must be having an extramarital affair. So I think the way forward is to capitalise on Frances's weakness and offer her counselling. Mine. In that way, I'll feel superior and have something over her at the same time. Phil seemed pleased with my plans about not becoming an executive after all. He said my people skills far outweighed my business acumen side, since I didn't have any of the latter. Which is why I'll be enrolling to become a counsellor, once I've tried out a few practice sessions on Frances. She can't refuse, because otherwise I'll tell Derek. And then, if I'm any good, I might be eligible for the Mexican poncho and Celtic jewellery those counsellors have to wear before they get to hand out the Kleenex. I'm not going near the K-shoes yet, though. Not until I'm fully qualified.
Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. That's right, girls. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved.